doctors clear Robert to play on Sunday?
Well, like I said, it's going to be day by day. If there's no setback, doctors feel that he'll be ready to go. There wasn't a setback today, so that's a good sign.
Did he look as fluid, as crisp as he had previous days?
Yeah, he had a good practice. Obviously, he's not 100% yet. I think everybody knows that. But like I said, if there is no setbacks, then he should be able to go.
You know, a lot of people talk about controlling your own destiny and two games to earn another one. But the veterans were talking in there about how they knew how hungry the city was and the locker room was to have this kind of shot. What does it mean to you to be where you guys are this late in the season?
Well, what you want, excuse me, what you want is an opportunity to be in the playoffs. You know, once you're in the playoffs, you got a chance to do something special. Everybody's got a goal at the beginning of the year, and once you get to the playoffs, you got a chance to accomplish that goal. And our backs are against the wall, and guys have stepped up, and they've done the things that you need to do to give us a chance. And with two weeks remaining, we get a chance to control our own destiny, so you're hoping that you play your best football.
Are you at the point now with Tyler that there's more concern that he may not be able to play, or?
No, well, we just rested him today. Hopefully there's no setback, and he can go tomorrow and practice.
So has he been cleared to practice, and you chose not to rest, to let him go?
Well, you're not cleared the first day anyhow. It takes a couple days. It's a process, you know. You guys went over that protocol with me when we first got started. You guys remember that? Where's Mark? Where's Mark? Here's Tony. Here's Tony. Come on in, Tony.
Come on. Hey, Tony!
Mike, who was the emergency quarterback with Banks down?
Me. Not a pretty sight.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You get
no.
An option,
no. D.Y. was our quarterback. D.Y. would have went in.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh, he loves it. He does.
It's very rare that you go into a division game then. Huh? Everyone's talking about the other stuff. I'm going to go into the other questions. It's very rare you go into a
division. You want to talk about football?
Yes, seriously.
Oh, I love it. Go ahead.
A division game where on paper it's so lopsided and having being a favorite, which I'm sure you don't know about, but other people talk about being the favorite going into this weekend. Why do you know it's going to be, you know, a dogfight or so much tighter than it looks?
Well, number one, they're very talented. Their backs are against the wall. We're playing at their place. Anytime you play a division game, there's a lot of pride at stake, both for us and them. They would like nothing better to spoil our chances of advancing. We understand that. That's the nature of the National Football League, so you got to take care of business.
Mike, when you went into the offseason looking at the available receivers in free agency, what about Garcon stood out?
You're just watching film. He's always a receiver on the right side. They ran a different system. But we thought, with the way he ran routes, his competitiveness, his toughness, his speed, his ability to come out of breaks, his ability to block, that he would be a good fit for us. You know, you never know until a guy comes in. But, he's met all the expectations that you would like, and he seems to get better and better each week.
What have you learned about him since that maybe you didn't know before you got him?
Well, obviously had a good first quarter and then had that setback, and you're always hoping a guy's going to be able to come back and respond. And he worked through that, and when he did come back, he kind of took his game to the next level.
Mike, after the Carolina game, when you talked about the evaluations and it kind of got taken out of context, that whole situation, do you think that lit a fire under the players at all?
No, I don't think so, because I talk to our football team all the time that, you know, you're always being evaluated. Especially the second half of the season. You know, if you're a veteran player that's been on the team, you got to still play great football, both at your position and on special teams as well. If not, chances of being around aren't very good. So it's constantly an evaluation process, and the thing that you're never really sure of is your rookies, your free agents, guys that you haven't been with in the second half of the season, how they're going to play. And that's why I mentioned yesterday, I think our receivers kind of took their game to the next level. We did some good things, but maybe not to the level as a group. Individually, we had some great games. Plane's pretty slow, isn't it?
I guess, like, seem like a different team since that moment?
Well, you know, we start making some more plays. You know, we start talking about that. We use Pittsburgh for an example. We went out there and we had 10 drop passes, a couple easy touchdowns that normally we would make. And sometimes that's the difference between winning and losing a game. And when you lose a few games by 3 points and you're still doing some good things, the thing that I was really proud of the football team in the first half of the season was our turnover ratio. You know, if you can be the tops in the league in turnover ratio, you just look at that stat alone, usually you're a 500 football team. And, you know, if you can improve on that, obviously offensively or defensively, then you got a chance to be in a playoff run.
Like, you've got quarterbacks in Robert and Kirk, and you see Nick Foles, and you see what Russell Wilson's doing. Why do you think this rookie class has been so good compared to previous years?
Well, I think it was a great crop coming out. If you take a look at the guys coming out, there was a lot of guys that people had projected in the first round. I had a number of guys projected in the first round, and it was unlike a lot of years. You know, there's a number of years you go in, you said, hey, I'm not even sure if there's a first-round player. And all of a sudden in this draft, you might people had anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 guys that could be drafted in the first round. So each year is a little bit different. Sometimes it's loaded at one position. Other times they're weak at one position. It just happened last year. I thought the quarterback class was very strong.
Trent says that if he'd had the same injury that he has now his rookie year, he would have had to go in IR because his mental game wouldn't have been able to compensate for the physical deficiencies. How do you see that as manifesting itself? I mean, he's a better student of the game now than he was when you first got in.
Well, I think your third year coming in, you know you have to get in football shape. A lot of these guys come in out of college and they're not really sure what type of shape you got to be in. And he came in here in excellent shape, which gives him a chance to stay healthy. And if you do get hurt, then it's more of a temporary setback because you can get in shape pretty quick. And mentally, I think there was a big difference for him because he understood the commitment that it takes to go a full, you know, 16 weeks in a season in comparison to what he was used to in college. So he's grown up as a person, as a player, and I like what I see.
How different is this Eagles team now than when you met them a couple weeks ago? How different is the Eagles team now than when you met them a couple weeks ago?
They're still very talented football team, and they play extremely hard. You know, I'm taking a look at the defense and the offense, and they've got some skill, obviously, on the offensive side, and the reason why, almost in every category, they're in the top half. Same thing with defense. You know, they've got some players. What has kept them probably from their record is the turnovers. They've had turnovers, and it's hard to win when you do, you know, turn the football over.
Hey, Mike, with Robert, what you see on the practice field this week, do you see the pre-injury guy with no restrictions or limitations these past 2 days?
Well, if you're asking me if he's 100%, I don't think anybody's 100%, including Robert, especially after, you know, that LCL injury. But I like what I see, and as I said before, if there is no setback, he should be ready to go. But I can't make that decision yet because you don't know if there's going to be any repercussions over the next couple of days.
I apologize if this is a repeat question from earlier in the week, but we were talking to the guys, some of the guys, about trash talking. What is your stance on trash talking? What's the best trash talk you've ever heard and has ever come back to bite you?
Well, never been big on trash, you know, talking. You know, a guy like Jerry Rice with all the touchdowns he scored, or Terrell Davis, and they just flip it back to, you know, the official. A guy like Pierre Curson, I love what he does. He's so into the game. I mean, and when he spun that ball, I mean, he was just looking at that ball. And of course, he got a penalty, but that was a mistake. He shouldn't have got a penalty. And so those type of things, I like the enthusiasm, but there's a fine line between enthusiasm and taunting. So you got to play within the rules. So, you know, you got to be yourself, whoever you are. And that's my perspective on it, you know.
He was taunting the ball, though, wasn't he?
He was. You can taunt the ball as long as the ball doesn't talk back, you're all right. And if it does, then we got really a scare.
Pierre claims that he doesn't trash talk, actually. I've asked
him. No, he doesn't. I mean, you just watch him. Yeah, you know, he keeps his poise out there, and he'll compete. Well, maybe a little trash talking out there.
He said he plays
scripted.
He does.
And what does that mean?
That means you're very physical. If somebody tries to, a lot of times receivers won't block. He takes as much pride in blocking as he does running routes. Every time he catches a ball, you know, he wants to go the distance. And at least the great receivers that I've been around have that mindset that any time they touch the ball, they're going to go the distance. They take a lot of pride in blocking because they know the offensive line and the backs are blocking for him when he's running routes downfield. And so they understand the team concept, and to have a great running game or a great offense, you have to have that mentality at all the different positions.
Is that contagious for the other receivers? We know Santana would go down the field.
Without a question, without a question. They learn how to be pros, and you get a guy like Pierre that takes pride in blocking, and every time he catches and he wants to go to distance, gets everybody to play at that high level.
You got to go by the rest of them, Fang mouth guards now?
Yeah.